This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Good morning, it's me, Rich Bradbury, and welcome to Open for Business. This is the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Kalyn Catherine Chua, the founder of Enliven Women, the first ever transformation event designed to uplift the spirits of women. But that's just one thing. Coming from a finance background and formerly, and I'm guessing still owning a series of restaurants, Kalyn has gone back to reliving her passion in giving back to society in the form of yoga and mindfulness. And as most of you would have heard with the Yoga for Mums event. Now, over the course of this conversation, Kalyn will help us break down some of the struggles and personal challenges she had to pull through, the shift from F&B to living her passion, I guess, and her future plans in 2024 and beyond. And in the meantime, if you have any thoughts or questions, you can WhatsApp us on our U mobile number. It is 018-789-8899. Get us on X. We're at BFM Radio. Kalyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Richard. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, F&B to yoga is a bit of a shift, right? And we'll come to that shift in a minute. But tell me how it started. I mean, obviously, yoga is not something that you immediately start teaching and immediately start holding classes of. Obviously, you start practicing it at not a young age or whatever, but you have obviously experience in it. When did that start?
So I've been practicing yoga for 17 plus years now. So I started, I would say, relatively early. I started when I was still studying in Melbourne, and then when I was working, I continued. I do have 17 plus years now in yoga.
And what was it that attracted you to yoga?
I think at that time, I was looking for something that would help me basically connect my mind, my body, and my spirit. I've always been an active person. So when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. I love dance. So I tried many, many different types of physical activities, but none really helped me center myself like yoga did.
So let's talk about your previous businesses then, very quickly. Involved in the F&B business successfully. You were here interviewed a few years ago, of course, by the fantastic Faye Koo. When did that shift of, I don't think I want to do F&B anymore, I don't feel as though it's fulfilling what I want, and I want to get something more out of life. How did that happen? What was that shift?
So I think I was always very intentional. When I came back from Australia to the F&B business, the intention was always to help and support my family, because this business was a business I grew up with, and I was very thankful for the opportunities, you know, and the privileges it brought. And I, at that time, my mom and my dad needed someone that they could trust, and I felt that, okay, maybe it's time for me to just give back and support my family. And so, I mean, in a blink of an eye, 10 years passed, right? I'm sort of revealing my age soon. But yeah, so 10 years passed. And in 2019, basically, I gave birth to my son. And in 2020 was a pandemic. So the entire shift happened actually when I actually had health scare, not because of the pandemic. Like during the pandemic, I was still very involved because I knew I had to firefight. You know, there were so many things that we were unprepared for that I was still really, really involved in. But in January 2020, I actually received messages from my mind. See, this is where I feel that yoga is so powerful, because I've been practicing it for such a long time. My mind and body connection is amazing, I would say. So I had no symptoms whatsoever. I only gave birth like 4 months ago. So the gynae checked me and everything was fine. But 4 months in, my mind kept sending me messages that I had a growth. So imagine lying on a bed every night, not going to sleep yet. Like before I go to sleep, the last message that I will get from my mind is that I have a growth. And it wasn't just a growth, like it was the C word, like the feared, the horrible C word that nobody wants to ever, you know, hear. And that really shook me, because I was never a negative person or someone who would, you know, have these type of thoughts. And the only way I could tell if it was real was to go for a full body scan, right? And to do like a thorough blood test. So that was what I did. And it was very difficult because I remember at that time, my husband, who's actually Indonesian, he was not with me. Like, he had to fly back for business. It was not pandemic yet, so he was still flying. And I remember going to the medical center and doing the entire body check. And to my shock and horror, when they scanned my abdomen, they found like an 8x5 centimeter cyst on my left ovary. And that was like the most like shocking thing that, you know, that showed up on screen for me, because my son was only 4 months old. And then not only that, a few days later when I got the blood test results back, thank God my husband was with me then, my markers were elevated, right? My CA 19.9, like for a normal person, it would be below 60. Mine was 600.
Wow.
Yeah. And that turned my life upside down. I was in tears. I couldn't understand why this was happening. And because I've always led a very healthy or wholesome life, as I thought I was, and not only that, I considered my four-month-old baby. And I was like, wow, this is so sad if my son were to lose his mom, right? So anyway, the only way that we could know whether it was benign or not, my gynae said, is to go for surgery. And it was during that operation, right? When you're lying on the surgery ward, you know, when you're alone, there's nobody with you. It's just you and your thoughts. And I think it was in that moment that I contemplated life. And I thought that, you know, this can go both ways, right? One way is a happy way, which it is benign and everything's going to be fine. But the other way is, what happens if it's not benign and I only have a limited time left to live? So I considered, you know, the not so good news. And I said, you know, if I really had a limited time to live, how would I want to spend my life, right? And the moment I asked myself that question, the clarity came. Like, number one, I wanted to be a very hands-on mother, a present mother for my son, because no one could be that mother for me. And secondly is that I actually committed myself to God. I don't know how spiritual are you, but this is my personal belief that, you know, I said to God, I said, God, if I were to come out of this safe and healthy, I would do your will, which means that I will do whatever it takes to make this world a better place in some small way or other, right? And it would not be for selfish reasons anymore, because nothing else matters if our life is only so finite, right? So I committed my intention at that time, and I just left it because all I could do was surrender. And thankfully, the results came out that the cyst was benign and that I was going to be okay. But that wasn't the end of the story. So when that happened, I still went on business as usual because it's pandemic. I still had to help the F&B business. But at the same time, I had a lot of time on my hands, right? So I started exercising a lot just to help myself get back into shape, to feel good, to be strong again. And at that time, a lot of mothers would come to me saying that, you know, after you give birth, your body's never the same again. Say goodbye to your bikini body. You know, you always have a flabby belly no matter how much weight you lose, because that's just a mom bod. Accept it, right? And I've always been someone who I feel always question what people would tell me. So I've always questioned that thought and I asked, is that true? Because I would see all these amazing yogis on Instagram who were in bikinis and they look amazing, right? And I thought to myself, what happens if I could get back into shape? Would that then bring a lot of hope to other mothers that they could do it too, right? So, but I was breastfeeding, so I didn't have time to go to a yoga studio. It was MCO. And so I decided to curate my own yoga and HIIT routine. So HIIT is high intensity interval training. And because I had so many years of experience, I understood my body really well and what it needed. And lo and behold, within 2 months, I started to have abs. Yeah. And so I started documenting my journey and sharing my real body online on my Instagram to show mothers that, hey, you know, I may not look perfect yet, but look, like, you start to see abs. And
there's
then
physical change.
Yeah, there's physical change. And then I started to get fitter and fitter, and then the abs became more and more prominent, right? And then it was that time that a lot of mothers who were also at home because of the pandemic started to reach out to me and asked me, can you teach me? What is your secret? And because I was home, I asked my husband, should I really teach? I never thought I would teach, right? And he said, why not? And so I said, okay, if this is something I believe in, why don't give it a shot, right? Because I really wanted women to see that they could be even better, stronger, healthier, fitter than before. And I wanted mothers to know that they should love themselves, right? Because as a mother, you give up so much for your children and your families. So that's how Yoga for Moms was born. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, quite a profound change, a profound movement there. Your emotions must have been all over the place during that period.
Yeah.
You know, you've just given birth a few months before.
Yeah.
You found out that potentially you have cancer. You
know, yeah, potentially,
the word, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're doing these routines that you can see are making physical changes. I can imagine what your endorphins were like, you know, at this point, all over the place,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a short break here. Folks, I'm speaking with Kaleen. She's the founder of Enliven Women and Yoga for Moms. We'll be back with more from Kaleen in just a few moments. But if you do have any questions, you can get us on our U-Mobile WhatsApp number. It's 018-789-8899. Get us on X. We're also at BFM Radio. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I am speaking with Kaleen Kasserin-Troa, the founder of Enliven Women, and it's the first ever transformation event designed to uplift the spirits of women. Of course, she's also the creator of Yoga for Mums. I want to speak to you a little bit about that. So you are somebody who obviously is in touch with your own body and you know your own routine and you know what kind of routine you need to create for yourself. All of a sudden you have women messaging you saying, okay, what is it that you do? How do you do it? And of course, every woman's body is different. Every guy's body is different. And so these routines don't necessarily work for everybody. How did you know what kind of routine to create?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So I believe actually everything starts with the mind, funnily enough, right? So because since young, I've always been someone who's very aware about the power of the mind. And I've been very blessed in the sense that my mom sent me for a lot of personal development courses since I was about 12 years old. And so from the ages of 12 onwards, I realized that the power of, you know, self-belief, what do you tell yourself, affirmations, how do you look at yourself and what do you believe about yourself, right? And so I knew that if I wanted to create a program that was successful, the first thing I needed to touch on was their mindset shift. How am I going to help a woman who does not believe that she can look good again or who thinks that, you know, this is hopeless, like this is how I'm going to look forever? How am I going to help a woman come from that to, hey, actually, I can make changes. My body can look good again. I can feel strong again, right? So I was very aware about that. And again, as I said, I'm a very intentional person. So I started to look at the program in a very holistic way. So how do we look good and feel good? First, obviously, mindset, right? But secondly, is what we eat. So I knew that it was very important for me to share nutrition tips, good nutrition tips. And it's not about dieting. It's about choosing the right foods for ourselves, right? And the third thing I knew that was very real for women who, you know, just came out of being a mother and giving birth is the postpartum recovery on the body. Because like a lot of mom have, for example, lordosis or kyphosis, which means like their spine is not the same. You know, your spine is not as strong. You get back aches, you get wrist injuries. All these are very real for women. And so I worked with a physiotherapist and also a nutritionist to help me on my program because I didn't want to play the expert. I wanted the experts to be part of it, right?
Yeah.
So I was very, very fortunate. I have very good partners to come in and to do their sharing for me.
So they help you develop the program?
Only for the physio part and for the nutrition part. So the nutrition guidelines were given by me, but then the nutritionist will also do specific sharing. And if they have any questions specifically for themselves, which I cannot answer because it's very individual as what you mentioned, then they can go directly to the nutritionist and ask them, right? So that's how it's more specifically catered to each and every one. Same for the physiotherapist. He would come in once a week to watch my life program. And again, if these women had any specific questions or body conditions, then they would contact him directly. Mm. Yeah.
And so this was done all online during the
pandemic? All online.
And you were, was there a, like a fee for people joining the...
Yes, okay. Yes.
So it became profitable, did it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it initially I didn't know how much to charge and I wasn't really trying to make money, but obviously I should be compensated for my time and for my effort. So it's profitable. Mm. But I was very clear that this was always not curated for profit. So I always wanted to make sure the most important thing is that my students get results. Mm-hmm. Because without results, I don't need the money. I want their results. I want them to see their own change, mm-hmm. right? That would bring me the greatest satisfaction. So my classes were very small. So if you're talking about like having hundreds of students at once, no. My classes would have like anywhere between 10 to 20 students maximum. Mm. Yeah.
And is the program still running? Are you still doing
it? Yes, yeah. Yes, it's still running. In fact, in two
weeks.
How many
times a week?
So they have to sign up for a 9-week program and it's twice a week. And they have to pay upfront because I want them to commit to themselves. Mm. Otherwise, they will say, oh, I come for one class. And then, oh, next week, I'm not feeling it. I'm not going to come anymore.
So kind of like a gym subscription.
Yeah. So right. No, it's a program. You sign up for it. You commit for 9 weeks and you will see the change.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whilst this is happening, you know, what else was going through your mind? Because obviously you're doing this and you're seeing people's mindset change, you're seeing their body change. And obviously in your head, you must be thinking, okay, well, this is kind of reinforcing that the decision that I made to help other people is working. And people who have that kind of mindset and that drive don't just stop with one thing, obviously.
Yeah.
And you don't. You move on and you started Enliven Women and a few other things.
Yeah.
How did Enliven Women come around then?
Okay, that's a really good question. So, so I'll go to the next part where, you know, from Yoga for Moms, actually, because I didn't pay for advertisement. Mm. This was just like women coming to me from my Instagram, right? But a lot of them got really good results. And so what happened was the program grew organically. I would get an influx of people wanting to join me just because they saw their friends, you know, someone else going through the transformation. And then soon I realized that, hey, you know, we're sort of building a community. And so when we did our first ever online event, I think in August, because it was still pandemic, there were 100 over women who joined online for this Yoga for Moms anniversary virtual event, right? And I realized that, wow, you know, this could be really powerful. Like even if it's just 100 over women, like if everyone were to take home something positive, to learn something positive for themselves, they could then impact so many more women. And so it gave me the idea of creating a community, which is what we did after that. So the second thing that I did before Enliven Women was to create Yoga for Moms community. So we have almost 200 women in the community and the women can share about anything parenting related, nutrition related, you know, or beauty related, because women all want that. And we also curate community events for them. Mm. So now that we're out of the pandemic, we have community events every 2 to 3 months. So like in January, we had Conscious Parenting, right? And in March, we had Enliven Women. In May, we're going to do like face yoga and essential oil making. So I believe very much in bringing women together, in curating a space where they feel safe, they can learn, they can share, and they can grow together. Mm. Yeah.
This sense of community is a huge thing, especially post-pandemic as well. We went through that whole period and, you know, just being sat at home, I mean, you're connecting with these women on a kind of virtual basis. But after that, you know, for me, I remember doing lots of online workshops with people and learning from them as well and them learning from me. But there was a sense of emptiness when it was like back to the office kind of period. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I totally do.
And so for me, there was a bit of soul searching as well. What do I do next? Where do we go next? And Enliven seemed to be that thing for you, I'm assuming.
Yes. So Enliven came out quite organically, but I must share that before that, actually, I had a recurrence of the cyst. So That was really, really hard for me. I had a recurrence of the cyst and it grew so big that in 2022, the doctor told me I had to have a major surgery and I had to remove my entire left ovary together with the cyst. And I remember I was sharing that during my community launch. So the Yoga for Moms community launch was 2 weeks before my surgery. And I was thinking to myself, should I share my story? And I thought, if I don't share this, how authentic am I?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, right. And if I don't share this, how would women know that they're not alone? Mm. Maybe other women have gone through this and they have also gone through like major health scares. And, you know, maybe if I shared my story, women would know that, hey, you know, go for your medical checkup, even though you feel that you're okay. Even though you think you're young. I was in my early 30s, right? It wasn't a time for us to be really concerned about health, right? So I decided to share that during the community launch. And it was really, really, I would say, it showed me the power of community because women would just come up to me, hug me, you know, show me love, show me encouragement. And they were journeying with me, right? And so during my recovery, I reflected a lot. And I thought to myself, how can I give back to these women? Like, I cannot do any physical form of activity because I was recovering from major surgery. So I then created a 28-day gratitude practice.
Okay. Yeah. Hold that thought. Yep. We'll come with that in just a moment. Folks, this is Open for Business, of course. I'm here with Karline Toi. She's the founder of Enliven Women, Yoga for Mums. More, as I mentioned earlier on as well, which we'll be sharing just after these messages here on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. I'm Rich Bradbury. Welcome back to Open for Business. This, of course, is the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm still here with Karline. Just before the break, you were talking about sharing your news with your community. And you then decided to do something else.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so during my recovery from major surgery, I decided that I wanted to give back. And so I created a 28-day gratitude practice video. And so my students in my community could sign up for it for free. It was just like really a give back. And for 28 days, I would journey with them about different practices of gratitude. And actually through that, a lot of women told me, you know, how transformational the practice was. Because it is easy to be grateful when things are good. Right, but how easy it is for us to be grateful when things are not great. Like, you know, for example, like when you have a health scare like mine, when you have to go for major surgery, when you're in financial, you know, difficulty.
And it's difficult as well to share and to be positive for a lot of people when they're going through something like that.
Yes, yes. And so I think it's not about being positive. It's about seeing a different light. So shedding a different light to our situations and looking at what can I learn from it? What has this, you know, situation brought me in value, right? And to understand that it's not about being positive, but it's about being able to have a mindset of acceptance, learning, and being grateful for the lessons that we're taught. And so through this, actually, a lot of the women came up to me and said that, you know, they felt that the mindfulness and the gratitude practice has helped them immensely, even more so than the yoga. Because the yoga, initially, a lot of women sign up because they wanted to look good, right? But looking good is one thing, but feeling good and having that feel-good factor your entire life is so important because we will go through up and downs, right? And so that was what sparked Enliven Women. So Enliven Women is catered for women from all walks of life and they don't have to want to do yoga because yoga is just like a one-time exercise. It's not a yoga retreat. It's basically a mindfulness, a personal development, a transformational retreat. So that's what led to Enliven Women.
Okay, so these three things you have happening at the same time or around the same time.
Yeah.
Is this now a full-time thing for you then?
Oh, yes.
It's a business now, is it?
It is. I mean, I never thought of it as a business. And that's why I didn't even register a company until a couple, like I think 1 year plus ago, because I realized that, hey, I can't just continue running this way if I'm serious about it, right? So then I decided to register it as a business. Mm. And I thought to myself, if I am serious about this, then why not make this into a social impact business, right? Mm. So that's what it is for me, a social enterprise.
And are you pulling, is this entirely bootstrapped?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And are you profitable right now?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
You seem smiling with that as well, so it seems as though it's
profitable,
well.
But it's not like, obviously my father couldn't understand why I wanted to do this. He's like, why would you give up, you know, a good job and the amount of money you could have earned for this? Like, obviously I'm not earning hundreds of thousands or millions, right? Mm. This is not something that I go in to become rich. Mm. For me, it's about transforming lives and... Mm. Of course, I should be compensated, but it's not about the money.
How many people are attending your events right now?
So for Enliven Women, the first introduction event, we had almost 150 women in November. That was just a one-day introduction because a lot of people didn't understand what Enliven Women was, right? So we did that in November. And last 2 weeks ago, March 2nd and 3rd, in conjunction with International Women's Day, we did a two-day retreat, which was always my intention because I feel that it's only during retreats that people really get to transform. You need to come out of your space. You know, you need to have a clarity of mind. You need to have a different environment in order to have a real shift, right? Mm. And so for the retreat, we had about 70 women, which was really like, I was really grateful for it. And we had ministry support. So YB Dato Sri Nancy Shukri came. She did the opening speech and she also did a sharing with us, which was really powerful. Nicole David came, you know, the moms from her organization were also beneficiaries and also Thrive Well. Thrive Well is also another social enterprise that works with B40 women. Mm. So we're very blessed. Like in that event, we had 31% representation from B40. And then about 50% from M40 and then 14% from T20, which is.
What's next for you then?
I see myself doing a lot more of transformational retreats because I feel that that's where we can make the most impact. Mm. Like in just 2 days, the women, like today we were just looking at the survey results, right? In just 2 days, 98% of the women commented that they felt more equipped to deal with stress, increase their job satisfaction, sleep better, and be happier in just 2 days. Right? So imagine if we could multiply this, how amazing that would be, right? Mm-hmm. Mm.
Interesting stuff. And if people want to find out more information about this, where would they go?
So they would go to our Instagram or our website. So our website is www.yogaformoms.org.
Okay.
Yeah. Instagram is the same, or they can find me, which is Kel Kasserine, CalCasserin on Instagram. Yeah.
Colleen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Folks, this has been Open for Business. Of course, I am Rich Bradbury. This has been the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. You can head over to our website. That's at bfm.my. Or download the BFM app. That's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.